This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Daniel Chung. He's with Aviation Tax Consultants. Now, there's a fairly important date looming in just a couple of months, Daniel. Bonus depreciation for 2010 expires on December 31st. Why don't you give us a little primer on bonus depreciation, how it works, and how people can take advantage of it?
Yeah, bonus depreciation signed back into law back in September. It does expire as of December 31st. What it allows you to do is to write off a business aircraft and take 50% bonus depreciation in 2010. The date is December 31st. The plane has to be placed in service, not just sign a contract, not just a deposit. So as long as that requirement is met, you made a purchase before the end of the year, you will be allowed to take the 50% bonus depreciation in addition to the regular depreciation.
So how much does, when you add the 50%, how much does it add up to the total depreciation that you can take for this year?
Well, the total percentage does vary depending on your each individual tax situation. In addition, bonus depreciation applies only to brand new airplane. So used aircraft does not qualify. 50% bonus, and then the remaining basis will be depreciated over the regular life. Say for Part 91 operator, it will be another 5% of the remaining basis. So effectively, you get 52.5%. for 2010.
Okay, and that can be a significant amount of money in terms of tax savings for the 2010 year, right?
Absolutely, and especially we're almost in November, and there's only about 2 months left in the year, and by getting the purchase done before year end, you can generate a significant amount of deductions.
Okay, you mentioned that the law is in effect for 2011 too. How will all that work?
Yeah, bonus depreciation, they do have some provision to allow 2011 deliveries by meeting a couple of requirements, which include signing a binding contract to make the purchase and making a 10% or $100,000 deposit before the end of the year. That would allow a taxpayer to take bonus depreciation in 2011 when they do take delivery of the airplane.
So that's for an airplane that's not ready to buy yet. It's still in the factory, still in the line, right?
That's correct. Or in effect, any inventory that is new, I mean, even if it's a 2010 model that for any reason that is not available for delivery in 2010, a taxpayer can take bonus depreciation as long as the aircraft is considered new.
So theoretically, you could put 10% down on an airplane and take the full depreciation value, assuming the airplane isn't ready.
That's correct. In 2011, not in 2010. Depreciation only begins when the airplane is placed in service, which for 2011 deliveries would be 2011 tax returns.
Well, how's business? Have you been getting a lot of inquiries about this?
Yeah, ever since the law was passed back in September, is certainly the incentive to a lot of people out there. We have been getting a lot more inquiries, and traditionally fourth quarter is always a busy time for us, and we're hopeful that the business will be picking up in the fourth quarter.
Where are you seeing the trends? Are they in general aviation, business jets, or across the board?
Well, really, it is across the board. We are seeing more phone calls on turbine airplane recently, but we are getting more inquiries on the piston side too, but most of the activities in the last couple of months happened on the turbine side.
The depreciation laws don't just apply to new aircraft. There is a provision for used aircraft too, right, Daniel?
That's correct, and that is Section 179 expensing. The tax code allows for small businesses to expense up to $500,000 worth of equipment purchase in any given year. And it does apply to both new and or used airplane. Again, the bonus depreciation is for new only, but Section 179 applies to both. And if you do buy a new airplane, both Section 179 and 50% bonus can apply at the same time. And there are some additional requirements to meet in order to qualify for Section 179, like you have to have taxable income and there's some limitation on how much equipment you can buy. For 2010 and 2011, you can buy up to $2 million worth of equipment and still qualify to take the $500,000 expensing.
Okay, well, it sounds like the government is doing its part to stimulate the aviation economy, and I guess it's just up to buyers to take advantage of it. What do you recommend?
Well, because we only have 2 months left in the year, getting started to be it looking for the right airplane, identifying the aircraft. If it's a new airplane because of production slowdown or cutback, it is important to make sure the airplane is available for delivery at December 31st so that you can take advantage of the delivery. And in addition to, you know, financing is also could be an issue a lot of times with the tightening credit. So getting started right away is certainly my number one advice.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time today, Daniel. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.